I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
You liked it.
Did you hear Louis' new set?
No, I refuse to listen to it, Matt. I would never. There's nothing funny about. Matt, there's nothing funny about school shooting victims. And I think it's disgusting that you.
Did he talk about school shooting victims? Oh, my God. Yeah, that was hilarious.
That's the whole reason everyone's upset about it.
Is it? He talks about retarded people pretty heavily. He gets
No one cares.
Oh, the school shooting bit was awesome.
The thing they're upset about is Parkland.
About how, like, so fucking what? In the set, he goes, what are you going to do? He's Rocky Six, dude. He goes, what are you gonna take from me? I got nothing.
Breaking out the impressions? Your Rocky is just a retarded guy.
I got nothing. Yeah, so I fucking
Walkie. That's Walkie Six.
Walkie.
Hey, Walkie. Come on, try to hit me.
They should remake that about a retarded guy they let win.
I think
the
that's
belt.
What Rocky was. It was definitely a retarded guy. That's like, yo.
Everyone's like, yay.
You don't think I can do it? It's just a retarded guy. They're like, you just shouldn't. You shouldn't do it.
Fuck.
I saw Creed 2. Not a big fan of Rocky in that. I liked Creed 2 a lot.
He's a fucking freak.
But he's like, he wrote it, right? Didn't he write it?
Yeah.
Maybe not Creed 2, but he makes his character
the original ones.
He makes his character such like a humble,
I know,
just a hard-working Philly humble guy.
He's like,
I took the train here. Took 2 days. It was
pretty weird.
Nice.
Are people getting off on that?
He's like, I like watching the
scene. Bruce Springsteen made a whole career out of it.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a mechanic. I wanna fuck your daughter. I'm from the wrong side of the tracks, sir.
Fuck this denim suit. I'm gonna fuck your daughter.
Please leave your house so I can kick my cig to the curb and fuck your daughter.
I've been working at the plant too long. I'm gonna fuck your daughter.
I might let her finger my ass. That was late Springsteen.
I never liked Springsteen.
Oh, little daddy, where's your boy at? Oh, that's fucked up. I'm on fire. You ever hear that song he sings?
No.
Literally, it's, oh, little girl, is your daddy home? I'm going away and leave you all alone. Did I mention I have the median poverty income line?
What's really funny is there's a bunch of dads that left their kids at home to go see the concert. They're like, wait, what? Wait, what? What
it's just
fuck?
A hologram of him, like, did I tell you how I make 42,000
starts glitching a little. They're like, oh, God, honey, get the car. Bruce is at the house. He's fucking our kids.
Did I mention my silver package for healthcare?
They won't cut out my hemorrhoid because I got the poor.
Who are they kidding? The Obama site is bullshit. Very unuser friendly.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Unuser friendly. Goddamn computers.
Of course, it's him like, blah, 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 blah. Sorry, I was eating your daughter's pussy. I know you don't like me, old man. Fucked. I love Bruce Springsteen. I basically only listen now to like introspective badass music. It's like Bonnet, that song, fucking Pirate at 40, all that shit. That's all I listen to.
It sucks. I've always hated that. Just, always hated Bon Jovi. Always hated Bruce Springsteen.
Nah, dude. All I like introspective badass. Like, another day, another road, and I turn the page.
I listened to. You ever listen to obviously Rush, Working Man?
I don't think I have. I didn't catch my... I guarantee I've heard it before, but I can't say that I can, like...
Call me the working man.
No, I definitely didn't hear that then.
Hey, that's what I am.
Well, Carhartt, I think, did a commercial where they played that.
Rush got paid.
Dudes working.
Fuck yeah.
But it's kind of like Born in the USA. It's like, this isn't about the work... It's not glorifying the working man. It's calling him a fucking moron.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Lenin's working class hero.
Yeah, it's Born in the USA, where he's like... The town's a piece of shit.
I'm going to fuck your daughter. Vietnam is
going to
shit.
Vietnam to fuck their daughters. Yes.
Yeah, so that was like an ironic working class song. And
I think so.
And that makes sense.
They show dudes like lacing up their fucking boots and getting to work. And the song's like, I work 9 to 5 and my life sucks.
Apparently the band...
Well, the hardworking dudes love that narrative.
Who sang Bang on the Drum all day? Was that Bachman Turner Overdrive? Todd Rundgren, apparently, is from Upper Darby, and he's a true working man rocker. He would, like, work the coal mine and play songs. All his songs were like, I don't want to play, or whatever. Like, that was the shit he sang. People were like, fuck yeah, dude, this rocks.
Yeah, the working man does love those anthems.
For sure.
Of like, I work so hard and I provide for my family. Definitely. And then I break into my neighbor's house and eat his daughter's pussy.
Well, the country music is just that without fucking your daughter.
Yeah.
Just like, we were home.
I love my friends and God. And then, I mean, should we get into it?
What?
I ran into somebody this week.
Who?
His name's Joe Rogan, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, wow. Shit.
Wow.
I thought you were saying, you pointed over here. I was like, Mashuli? I thought he's in North Dakota.
Joe fucking Rogies, dude.
Jesus, dude.
I sat in, saw the God operate.
He must be off the hook, dude.
His neck. That's all I could look at was how fucking thick his fucking head is.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that guy's the man.
Did you see, the Instagram comments were so fucking funny from the one guy from your picture. The one guy's like, don't you guys talk shit on him all the time?
Oh, shit, really? Yeah, the Instagram comments were like, oh, shit, are you in LA? Did you do JREs? No, dude, I was a fan. I watched him, basically.
You should be like, yeah.
I know.
Look out for the episode.
Left it a little vague. I was like, nah, just chilling with Rogan, dude. You know me.
I don't really want to call it like a podcast episode but it's
no, he did Kumia's show, and
yeah.
I just sat there with Tommy.
Was he funny? Was he funny on the episode?
Yeah, he was exactly.
He was just like,
bring up that video of these wolves. I was sitting there like, oh my God, this guy is fucking exactly who he is. Yeah, I had a real bitch opportunity. So the guy who runs Compound Media was like, hey, Rogan's going to be here on Friday if you want to stop by. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
He didn't tell Tommy.
Huh?
I could have fucking sneaked Tommy out of it.
Oh, my God.
Could have.
He'd been so mad.
I know. And then post a picture with Rogan. Oh. Just me and Rogan.
Oh.
Yeah, that would have been such a bitch move.
I was going to Photoshop Tommy and put my face on his face.
Shut up, dude. Oh, fuck. But yeah, that was... I was so happy meeting that guy.
Dude, that must have been so funny.
Yeah, it was awesome.
He just gave you a fucking
high five, fucking, what do you guys do? Awesome.
Damn,
yeah,
dude. That's fucking sick.
Rogan's the God. I mean, I talked to him for 30 seconds.
Didn't ask him.
What, if he was compromised?
You didn't ask him?
Thought about it.
Dude, you should have.
Well, the guy who ran Compound Media took the picture, so like...
Someone
didn't
want to
be a huge dickhead in front of basically my boss. Be like, yo, I heard you were compromised.
Now, Rogan is the fucking man.
Yeah. He was, I mean...
I just wonder. I do still hold out my wonderings.
He was saying things that... Like, he was saying, like, kind of motivating things where I was sitting there like, all right, man. I'm a fucking loser.
Did you ever hear him and Aubrey Marcus, I think, is a guy who co-owns On It, whatever. They're supplement sports company. When they do a podcast together, it's just like, it's straight up motivation 101, dude. Thug motivation.
They were like, oh, so you smoke weed. Basically, they're like, you get high every day. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah. And they were like, don't you feel like lazy when you do that? And he's like, nah, that's just, he's like, weed motivates me. He's like, because then I start thinking, like, I don't want to be a loser. So I work hard. He's like, lazy, that's just lazy. That's not the weed. You're just lazy. I was sitting in the fucking couch wearing a fucking tracksuit dipping. I was like, all right, man. It's this guy's problem. And then he was like, I can't believe people smoke. He's like, what kind of, like, it just kills you. Like
smoke cigarettes, you're
yeah.
saying?
Yeah, and I was sitting there dipping like.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with this, Joe. Fucking chill, man. What, you want to live forever, you idiot?
Yeah, dude. He actually does.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Well, that's a funny... that idea where people pay all that money to be like cryogenically frozen and they're like, all right, and then like they're going to get the technology down. It's like, yeah, that's assuming like this fuck, like the country doesn't collapse in fucking 150 years.
Yeah.
So just because the science exists doesn't mean like.
And then anyone's going to want to bring you back.
That's the truth, too.
Like anyone's going to be like, we're going to bring this guy back?
Yeah.
Yeah, bring back Rogies? All I did was Fear Factor and UFC. Nobody in the future is going to be like, we need this guy.
I know. Well, it's just funny to think
that,
like...
Ted Williams.
It's just, yeah, it's funny to think that, like, in 100 years, you're going to be like, all right, like, that company's going to exist.
Yeah, bring him back.
The infrastructure's going to exist. Yeah. Like, all right, as promised, like, my great-great-great-grandfather had... And they're like, who? And you're like, I don't know, some dude
at
a podcast.
Some fucking guy. I have no idea who he is.
He paid a fucking $1 million. Yeah. I'm like, dude, just fucking...
Like, back then, that was a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Rogies is... That was a cool thing.
I'm telling you, dude, he's one of the few people I'd be stoked to meet.
Yeah.
It's Rogies, Neil Young.
Be real.
Be real.
For sure,
I'm gonna say be real.
I'm gonna make an effort to meet Be Real now.
You have
which to. Probably wouldn't be that hard.
You can meet Be Real.
His net worth's like $7 million.
You looked it up?
Yeah.
That's sick. That's a really sick net worth too.
$7 million for
that's the perfect amount of money.
50-year-old rapper.
It's the perfect amount of money. Yeah. People that get into having like $500 million, it's too much, man. It's too much of a headache. Having $7 million
and just being the man.
That's sick, dude. That's perfect.
I can't get over this fucking tracksuit he was wearing. It's just chubby. He looked like he just dad bod without, you know, that's corny to say, but that's what he had. And then he was up there like his motions were fucking sick.
I mean, he's been practicing forever.
He was so fucking
that guy's
cool.
Been practicing being sick for 30 years, maybe?
Yeah.
Guy's been professionally sick for 30 years.
It's paying off.
Of course, dude.
And then he fucking hit the drums at one point.
He can fucking hit the skins.
I was like, oh my god,
he can hit the skins.
Yeah,
fuck, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I love how it's been 20 years of him just refining his sick technique, and he was just like, oh yeah, I'll just roll a 5-foot blunt, dude, and smoke it with everyone. We're fucked up.
Yeah.
We're real fucked up. That's what I try to stress people. Like, we're real fucked up.
Yeah, that's that JP.
It's true though.
Of course,
we're totally irrational and fucked up, and half of what we're doing, we don't know why.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing. People are like, oh, it's bullshit. It's like, all right. Don't eat unhealthy food for a year.
No.
You can't. You can't fucking not do it. I see sugar and I'm eating it before I know what it is. I'm like, ah, fuck. Why did I pour myself that? Why did I pour myself a bowl of cereal? I'll be like, I'm like today, my mom had Smashmallows. They're like these weird marshmallow things, like candy. I looked at it, I'm like, I'm not eating that. Dude, I ate too. Just before I knew what was happening, I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's.
I see that and I'm like, and my brain's like energy. And I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, I try not to get into that because it's
pointless. I mean, I'm way into it, dude.
I get weird about the like a brain. Brains are like it names itself.
Yeah.
That's you. You're just an organ.
Yeah, it's pretty
entirely
terrifying.
You're just that brain. That's weird.
I had a weird couple days. Whoa. I had a weird couple days where I thought of the fact that we were just kind of like just pure animals and our brains are a whole different organism that somehow attached to us and they're just like, go do this, go do that. I'm like, God. So I had a couple days where I was tripping on that.
You're Jay Rogan.
I stay Jay Rogan.
This is a hard
dude.
Jay Rogan episode.
We stay Jay Rogan. You met him, dude. It rubbed off on us.
As soon as I met him, I went and bought a tracksuit.
We got twinkled in Stardust, dude.
I'm wearing it right now. All Adidas. Brand new Adidas sneakers. Adidas track pants. Fucking Adidas. I don't know why. I was walking home. I was like, I'll treat myself, dude. I just met Rogies.
You had it, dude.
It was cool because, never mind. This is good.
What?
Nah. That was one of those things like, I told Kyla about it. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to meet him.
That's pretty tight.
It's one of those things where like, and I'm going to meet Burr. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to meet Louis.
You'll meet Burr and Louis.
And it's cool to be like, watching it and be like, I'm excited to meet them.
Bam. And yeah, that is tight.
You know
dude.
What I mean?
Yeah, hell
like,
yeah.
That's kind of like, it was not that I really got to hang out with him at all, but
you fucking met
it was
Rogies.
A cool goal to be like,
it's a hard dude. That's a hard dude to encounter.
Yeah.
He's not like a lot of, you know, any headlining comic you can kind of catch, you know, if you're doing stand up, you can catch him at Helium.
Yeah.
Rogies is a tough motherfucker to get hold of.
Rogies for sure. Burr, I think, will be tough.
They'll be elusive.
Missed an opportunity.
You got to start meeting these comedians. You got to keep a Pokeball with you, dude, when you meet them as fucking.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was saying that to Claire. I was like, these dude, I just met a Charizard. I just caught a Charizard, dude.
Oh,
that's
for
a
sure,
rare
dude.
Bird I just
for
caught.
For sure, dude.
Louis will be fun. I'm excited to
that'll be tight.
Meet that god, dude.
That'll be. There's only a handful of people, like I said, I'd be excited to meet.
Matt Rock.
Chris Rock is fucking sick.
Just if you go to the cellar.
You can see these bulls.
Yeah,
that's
they'll
true.
Be there.
Yeah. That's tight.
Yeah, that's just my life now, dude.
That's sick to go meet Rogies and be like, I need new clothes. I just need new clothes, dude.
It was cool, man.
That is tight.
Seeing him sit there and watching him do that podcast was like,
yeah, must be cool. He's done 1,000 fucking podcasts, dude.
He just sat there and was like, bring up that video of wolves. And I was like, yes, dude. Do it. He brought up a video of bears ripping apart wolves. I was like, nice, thanks, man.
Thanks for the fucking.
It's hard to watch, dude. It's a dog, and the other wolves were trying to help the wolf. It was fucked up.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, it was a zoo in Holland. They kept wolves and bears in an enclosure.
I mean, imagine
and
hopping
they were good
in
together for a while, and then the bears finally ripped apart these wolves. It's fucked up.
It's fucked up too, because imagine just like the Joe Rogan brain in the float tank, dude. It's got to be fucking terrifying.
Joe Rogan's thoughts?
Go to the next float tank next to him and plug the Matrix thing into your head while he's in there. It would just be like, it's just nothing but fucking like the circle of life and fucking the food chain.
They hit him with that during the thing. They're like, well, you just kind of recently started smoking weed, right?
That's so funny.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I started when I was 30. It's like, yeah, that's why you're getting these eighth grade thoughts now.
That's
they didn't say that, but that's my thought of Rogan with his, like...
Yeah.
There's his, like, first Netflix special. Mm-hmm. The one that he put out way before Netflix was even a thing.
Yeah.
Which is pretty incredible.
Yeah, he's been on a fucking cutting edge. Well, you know he ordered, like, a bunch of DMT off the internet, like, a long time ago before
people knew
what it was and just smoked it. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's fucking... The fact that he did a Netflix special a long time ago. But in the beginning, he's in a limo. I think I've talked about this. He's in a limo on the way to the show, and he's like, we're just a virus on this planet, man.
Dude,
I'm like, bro, you are a fucking eighth grader smoking weed.
Yeah, man. He just got
weed.
Shiny hat. One of his specials was him like, we should just drop weed on the Middle East. And it was just like, I remember seeing it being like... SMH, dude. It's like, dude, I was 25.
They have heroin, dude. That's not going to help. They have
the
most chill drug.
I was
25
at the time being like, goddamn. Like, I had a fucking solid decade of smoking weed under my belt at this point. And I was like, did this guy just start fucking smoking weed or something? Dude, when you first start smoking weed, I remember for the first, like, 2 weeks, like, you look at everything, you're like, I could probably smoke weed out of that. Man, I can't wait to smoke weed again. Damn. Want to know a sick thing I thought? It's so fucking funny.
Yeah, that weed thought process is very different.
Yeah.
Like, totally different.
Stoner brain.
Stoner brain, it feels like you're somebody else. Like,
I all these suffered are from...
Totally different thoughts than I'm ever normally having.
Yeah, I suffered from, like,
it's
a
weird.
Decade of stoner, like, a decade of heavy stoner brain. There's, like, a blob of light around them. If I focus on a single person in a crowd for, like, a real long time, my vision black goes black and white, and then the one person I'm looking at is in color.
Oh, it's like Schindler's List.
Was that what happens?
At one point.
What?
It's just the only color in the movie is this... Girl, this little girl with red hair, or with a red jacket. Yeah,
was she a Nazi?
No, she was a young Jew. And Schindler saw her and was like, "Damn, that's sad."
Oh, Schindler wasn't about. Fucking...
Schindler was just up on with his bitch on his horse.
Just taking. What was
they were
his
on
list?
A nice horse ride?
What is list comprised of?
Jews.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, "Here's a list of people I need to work for me," and he would save them.
Ah, that was nice of him.
Yeah, Schindler was the man.
It's nice as Schindler.
Yeah. Played by Liam Neeson.
Really?
Notably large hog, I've heard.
Yo, dude, I'm stoked on that.
I don't know if we should spill the tea on this, but...
What, about fucking Liam Neeson?
Or you want to talk Tenises?
I can't do that.
Tenis Alba, dude.
I can't do it to him, man.
Yeah,
dude.
True.
I can't fucking...
We can't talk Tenis.
We can't talk
You never talk another man's Tenis.
True.
You never
Although,
bring
plus,
up
a, I'd have to see it for myself.
It doesn't seem to make sense.
That's something women will do sometimes. Then when it started a tenis rumor, they get mad and they're like, me as a tenis.
Oh, man, there's nothing worse than your bae calling you a tenis. Calling out your tenis, being like, look at that little tenis.
Or you break up, starts a little tenis rumor about you. And
then there's a tenis rumor flying.
Yeah, dude.
And you got to shut that down. You got to be like, listen, I don't have a fucking tenis.
I don't have a tenis. It's fucking average. It's not a tenis. Yeah, dude, I've seen
it's girls, not a tenis.
I've seen girls pull that move.
Really?
Break up, like, little dick. It's like,
yeah, it's always like,
you just
okay.
dated him for 6 months. Like, now you're complaining about his dick? It's like, he doesn't like you. It's like, even if a girl is like,
he
little
doesn't
dick,
like you.
I'd be like, your personality sucks. Whatever.
So, yeah, I got a tenis.
Yeah.
You're dumb.
Yeah, I literally can't stand being around you. I'll take my
tenis?
Average-sized penis. Also, it depends on the country you live in.
True.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I saw the condom charts.
One man's tenis is another man's donger.
Exactly, dude.
One nation's tenis. If you got tenis in Congo, why don't you head
move.
Over here?
Just move. Come here.
Move to Nebraska.
Oh, my God.
Break out that Congolese tenis.
Yeah, exactly. Break out that Congolese 6.5. People are like, oh, nice. Nice dick. Wahlburgers, I think, is better than Shake Shack.
100%. Oh, I got a new dude to fucking hate.
Who?
The fucking Rock.
Oh, yeah, I've been hating.
The Rock fucking sucks.
Dude, I've been hating The Rock.
I know, you've been, like, messaging him that you're going to make him come. Isn't that all your Twitter
I've
was?
I sent him some gay shit, yeah. I sent The Rock some gay shit. My mom
He's
found
only
out.
Gotten worse, dude.
My mom found out, got mad about it.
I was so hungover on... Oh, here we go.
He
I forgot about
thing
this.
With Kevin Hart. He's always like, yeah, what's up, little man?
That's one of the gayest fucking... Yeah. Those two...
Their manufactured bromance might be like the lamest shit.
Oh, my
world.
God. So I wake up. I'm sorry. I'll go back to this.
No,
but
please.
I've been trying to find The Rock's Instagram.
Yeah,
it's
this
the
is how this all started.
Gayest shit.
So this is the morning you woke up.
So I woke up as hungover as possible.
That was a good backstory for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wake up the most hungover I've been in a long time, laying in bed looking at Instagram, and I'm looking at The Rock's Instagram, and it's the gayest shit in the world.
God.
He, like, takes pictures of, like, because he has cheat days once a week where he'll eat, like, 30 cookies and then, like, talk about it and be like, I worked my ass off for these delicious cookies. It's like, dude, shut up.
You're such a dork.
But this one is a picture of him about to work out.
Yeah.
And it says, I'm nice, but I don't play nice, ever.
Wow.
I chalk my calluses up, get to work, and fucking disrupt.
Okay, Rock. Fucking.
What a fucking dildo.
Yeah, man. Fucking keep working out your home gym, dude. It's like, go for it. Yeah, I've been turned off by his stuff a lot.
Toss in fucking anxiety and depression of an immense hangover.
And you talk about a guy just disrupting.
And a jack dude that's like, I'm nice, but I don't play nice, ever. It's like, dude, you're like 50. Shut the fuck up.
You're on fucking male testosterone.
I chalk my calluses up, get to work, and fucking disrupt.
It's like, well, dude, if I was taking
fucking
steroids.
Disrupt?
Dude, if I was taking, like, testosterone therapy, I'd probably be waking up at 5 o'clock and chalking up my calluses, too. But it's like, I have to rely on my normal hormonal profile because I'm not a fucking psycho. So it's like, hey, yeah, if I shot fucking 2,000 cc's into my ass every morning, I'd be up on Instagram like, I want to fucking get up.
Here's his hashtag Sunday cheat meal. Cookie train rolls on.
That's such a
I'll go to hell for this one, but not before I take these cookies to Pound Town while watching the OG Trailblazer himself, Quincy Jones, doc on Netflix. Love it. I mean, need to have tequila one day with this brilliant man. If you ain't cheating, then you ain't eating, my friends.
The fact that he's trying to I can't even think of a way to say it, but like, social media commoditized his whole like, I like cookies. It's like, dude. Fucking eat some cookies and shut the fuck up about it. You don't have to turn this into a big thing.
Yeah.
Eat your fucking cookies.
I'm not nice. That was my hangover. Just spent reading, looking at The Rock's Instagram with one eye, just fucking laying in a hotel bed naked. Just fucking piece of shit.
That's so funny. The governor, so whoever's trying to oppose Tom Wolf came out and said he's going to stomp his face with golf cleats.
Yeah,
But it was preceded with Tom Wolf trying to say, like, whatever this guy does for a living, I think he actually is a trash guy. He has a trash company.
Oh,
Tom Wolf.
Don't fuck with them, Tommy.
Yeah, dude. Tom Wolf came at his, like, trash business, basically being like, he doesn't do that. Trying to say he was a deadbeat and doesn't pay things.
Damn.
This dude was like,
I'll fucking kill you, dude.
I don't know if you'll know about independent waste haulers, dude, but it's an industry associated.
Yeah, I found out.
A lot of times with organized crime.
Yeah, I found out, dude. Don't talk to them. Don't even try to say, let's not do this. Don't show any weakness to them. Don't acknowledge that they exist.
The trash men build themselves
Scott
up.
Scott Wagner.
That's the guy's name, Wagner.
I think it's Wagner. He's the guy who has signs all along the turnpike that are like, Scott Wagner.
I'll stomp your face with
greedy,
golf, please.
The guy greedy politicians fear.
Damn,
every time I see
dude.
It, I'm like, dude, greedy politicians are so fearful.
Tom Wolf, dude, is a greedy politician.
Every greedy politician fears Wagner.
I just saw Chappelle talking with some other guy on it. I think it was NBC or CNN. It was Chappelle, an anchor, some black dude, I forget his name, and then some like politician. And they're asking Chappelle about like all what Kanye's up to, all this stuff. And like when they asked Chappelle about Kanye, he just went and started walking on the stage. Like, I'm out of here. And he left. And then, like, he came out and was like, yeah, I fucking like him, man. You know, it is what it is. And then, but the politician would be like, keep jumping in on stuff and be like, people want to scapegoat people. This is just that. The party that really helps people when it comes down to is Democrats. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you're scapegoating people right now, dude. Shut up. Yeah. Like, I would just love for someone to be like, on with a politician, but you're a fucking freak, dude. Like, just talk like a normal person.
Yeah.
Stop doing your weird act as a politician. What do you actually think?
Yeah.
Having, like, I don't know what you're doing. It's like, you guys are fucking freaks.
I think we're going to get
shapeshifters.
Yeah, I think we're going to get to a point where this is me. I'm doing Joe Rogan right now.
Oracle?
Whoa. Where the cybernetic future.
I love your split brain. We're like, I got a good idea. And the other part comes around the back and it's like, you're fucking gay,
dude. Yeah,
dude.
Don't ever try to sound smart. You're fucking fat and gay. Every time, dude. You can listen to any one of these episodes. If I try to say something intellectual, I'm instantly like, fucking gay. I'm gay for this. But here's the thought. Same thing with movies, like the dialogue in movies, like when it's corny.
Yeah.
Like when you're like, people don't talk like that.
Yeah.
I think that's going away.
Yeah.
And then I think like the same way it used to when they're like, meh, see, meh.
Yeah.
Like people are like, no one talks like this.
Yeah.
And then it's still like dialogue in movies is improving to the point where it's like, this is a real conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
Nobody has a witty response every fucking time.
Yeah.
Nobody's charming constantly. Like all that.
You see cops go to a crime scene. They're like, whoa, somebody was, let's take a burger. Yeah. Like somebody was hungry.
Yeah. It's like, no, dude, they show up and like, oh, Jesus Christ.
There's a whole group of people who love that shit, man. Like,
yeah, idiots.
Yeah.
But
they were a guy, like every fucking dude in every movie is like at some point, like a certain type of movie. Hits his walk-in closet, and there's like 16 watches, 50 button-down shirts, and it's just a whole scene of this guy getting dressed, and it's like...
Yeah, it's The Rock.
That's real. Yeah, exactly, it's
the fucking Rock.
Who are like, I have so many... Look, check out my wardrobe.
Look at all my cufflinks.
All I have are suits in my closet.
I love cufflinks and working out, and I disrupt. It's like, you're a fucking... You're in Jumanji, dude. You don't disrupt, you fucking loser. Fuck The Rock. All right, back to this point.
Eat total darkness.
Week. It's been a long week.
What you up to?
You know me.
Where were you this weekend?
Exclusive VIP parties, dude. You know me. Hanging with celebs. Bro, the celebs I met this weekend.
Did you list them?
Bro.
List them.
Do I need to?
Please.
All right. You know, you got Dave Chappelle.
Whatever.
Whatever. Not a big deal. Q-Tip. Busta Rhymes.
Old.
Nothing. Not Ice Cube.
That's
not,
fucking
not
sick,
a big deal.
Dude.
Not a big deal.
Cube is sick.
Yeah, it was insane.
What was the last movie he did where he fixes up the house? Honey, are we there? Not Honey, are we there yet?
Yeah, something like that.
It's like Ice Cube's national national Ice Cube Lampoon Vacation or whatever he did.
Yeah, and also I got
he wrote Friday too.
I got a fucking cold on Friday.
What?
I got a cold.
You got a cold
starting on Friday,
dude.
Yeah, man.
Can't get those.
And then I had to do those shows all weekend.
Oh,
yeah, it sucked.
It's horrible.
Sucked.
Yeah, knock on wood, dude. I haven't been catching. I mean, I go to bed at 9 p.m., so I don't really catch colds.
That has nothing to do with colds.
Oh, for sure. Your sleep.
I mean, your immune system. Yeah,
you know, sleep has. Don't make me talk about Dr. Matthew Walker's book, dude, Why We Sleep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's it's no, I'd rather literally.
I'd rather you didn't.
It's everything, dude. Sleep is like the.
Yeah,
most
no, I listen
thing.
To that podcast.
I listen to
the Rogan one?
To half the book, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. 7 hours, dude. If you get just 7 hours for 7 days straight.
I wonder how much I got last night.
Oh, dude.
Probably went to bed at like 4.
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa.
Did you really?
Lifestyle, bro.
It is cool, lifestyle. Bro. Just get some fucking
you know
Z-packs
me.
And get over the cold. Can
I
you
know.
Take a Z-pack for a cold or you just have to like...
I just took some DayQuil and I'm doing all right.
Nice.
It's still like you can hear.
Yeah, I hear you got the sniffles. 7 hours. If you get seven
this
hours...
is not cocaine induced. Just so, you know.
Fair enough.
Just so we're clear.
If you got to say it, it
I
might
said
be.
No. I said no to
did
coke.
You really? All week?
Come on, bro. You don't roll with celebs like that and not get fucking offered a ton of fucking blow.
True that. What's the
Illuminati's trying to get us.
Oh, for sure.
They're trying
dude.
To get us.
They're going to honeypot. They're honeypot
asking,
you with some blow.
They're trying to lure me in so they can get you.
I know
that's
that.
That's what they want.
Yeah, that's why we keep it like a splinter cell, dude.
Everywhere I go, they're like, where's Matt? Where's Matt? You and me are like the fucking vice president and president. We can't be in the same room.
No, dude.
This is the only time
who
we're
is
together.
There's no. What's the chain of command if we both get whacked?
Who's next?
Yeah.
Gerbs
yeah,
and
Gerbs.
O'Connor. Gonna usher in an era of fucking gay science.
Damn, so they're offering you blow. How do you turn it down? You're like,
I
get
say,
that shit out of my
no,
face.
No, I say, definitely don't let me see it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Say, definitely don't break it out.
That's
I'll
fair.
Do it.
that's a good move. I used to sell coke, and I used to tell people, I never did it in my life. And they would be like, here's a line. They were like, as soon as they got it. It's funny, when people buy coke, they typically do it immediately after they buy it.
Yeah, of course.
It's definitely, they're definitely like the people who wear the shoes out of the store of drug market. It's like, they put it down and it's like done as fast as they get
it.
Yeah. They'd always lay a line out for me. I'm like, oh, nah, dude, if I do this, I'll go home and like snort all my coke. I love coke so much, dude. And like,
really?
Yeah, it's the best. I'm like, yeah, dude, all right, I'm going to leave. See you guys.
It sucks.
I never did it.
It's not great.
I told you, the only time I ever felt, and again, this could have just been in my head when I was bagging it up when I was a fucking youngster, bro. I was like 19. And I got it all over my hands, and I was eating pizza. And I fucking ate it. My
you
mouth got all numb.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The pizza guy, his name Horsehead. We used to tip him in coke.
You have a pizza guy named Horsehead that you paid in coke.
Yeah, he would come. We would tip him in coke. We'd order the pizza, and then we'd be like, here's like, he'd be like, oh, thanks, dude.
Yeah, you're probably giving him
it was Horsehead. It was a 40...
How much coke were you giving him?
I don't know. We just let him snort coke. He's like, here you go, dude. Here you go, Horsehead.
Snort coke.
Like, here you go, Horsehead. He would come. He would come in. He had like a big ass Horsehead, a fucking earring. He was like, oh, what's up, guys? What's going on? Yo, what's going on? We get a pizza, you throw in wings for free, and like, here you go, Horsehead, knock yourself out.
Wow.
Then I fucking ate coke and was like,
You accidentally ate coke.
Got it all over my fucking hand.
Yeah.
Man, pizza's disgusting.
Yeah.
Just in a trap.
A lot of fucking coke talk. That's good. Every once in a while, my mom will be like, you're not doing cocaine, are you? No, mom.
Yeah, man.
This is just a joke.
It's no good.
I don't do that stuff.
It's no good.
Yeah, it is bad.
Still never did it in my life. That's one of my, but I did get a shitty tattoo, so you can't dodge them all, dude.
Yeah, true. You ever do ecstasy? Mm-mm. That's fun.
They're opening a center in Philadelphia.
Where you can go do ecstasy?
MDMA center. That's what I've been waiting for.
You're waiting to do it under the right conditions.
Exactly.
That's the right move, Matt.
Exactly.
That's why you're responsible.
Hey. Well, I'm it's not that. I'm just terrified of stimulants.
Yeah, you don't even. Yeah, you can't even drink coffee.
Drink coffee, dude. It's just pure hell for me.
Yeah.
It's literally, it's just like how to induce a fucking, like, a real, not even like a weed panic attack where, like, I'm just in, like, I'm just like, oh, this is fucking crazy. Yeah. It's just like, it feels like a mechanical panic attack. Like, it just, it's like no weird thoughts associated with it. It just pumps up my, like, my central nervous system where I'm like, bah, don't like it.
Yeah.
But that's what a lot of the ecstasy, a lot of it was cut with speed. So I was like, I'm cool.
Yeah. Let's stop talking drugs, dude.
Drug.
We're not fucking, bro.
Fuck drugs, dude.
Yeah,
just
drugs,
fucking
drugs are gay.
True.
It's important for our listeners to know that.
True.
Say no to drugs because they're fucking gay.
Yeah, they're bad.
Just chug beer.
Chug beer. Eat gummies, dude.
And eat gummies, dude.
That's been my thing, dude. If you a couple cities and a weed gummy, I can't imagine getting any more fucked up than that.
Really?
I used to tell it to my friend.
I get real fucked up.
I used to tell it to my friend who would like basically speedball.
Yeah.
Via IV. And he'd be like, yeah, you can get a lot more fucked up than
wait till you see what happens. Yeah. I took like one ecstasy pill once and I was like, oh. But I do, you know, I drink a lot. So
did you get sexy on it? Were you just like?
No, I didn't get that at all.
Really?
I wasn't like touching or like rubbing things or anything. No, like lights.
You didn't take it to the
nicer.
Merry-go-round? You're like, oh.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude. Euphoria. Just.
So you were just more of like a head high type
I was,
thing.
Yeah, it was. I was like, holy shit. I was like, this is nice. This is very nice. That's all it was.
Damn, you didn't get sexy?
No.
I wanted to see you get like no, start writhing. I wanted to see you start writhing.
I got like a 12-hour fight that night on ecstasy.
Sucks,
yeah. I didn't even fuck that night. Got in an argument.
I remember thinking that's funny. You took ecstasy and got in an argument.
Yeah, I might be one of the first guys ever to take ecstasy and just fight for 12 hours.
Like, well, no. I mean, I'm entitled to my feelings as well, and I don't understand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just because you're crying doesn't mean you won the argument. Anyway, this ecstasy is really great.
Yeah, dude, after you said it, you're like,
yeah. You're a bitch. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, this, sorry I'm fucking out of it, dude.
You're fine, dude.
It's been a lot, man.
You're on the road, man.
Yeah, it's been wild.
What you gonna do? You're hanging out, you're with...
Dude,
Chappelle,
don't even get me started
Cube.
On the celebs. Mainly, though,
tons
mainly
of coke.
Though, the coolest one. No, not tons of coke. I'm just kidding about that. I actually didn't see cocaine.
You smoked
once.
Cocaine out of a 2-liter soda bottle. Go ahead.
But the man, dude, fucking Birdman, Chris Anderson,
dude,
is the fucking
Where'd
man.
You see him at?
So, all right. So, when I got to the hotel, I was in Providence. Mm. I saw him in the hotel, and I was like, that's fucking Birdman. It's got to be Birdman. Because I saw him from behind. He's like a 6'10 fucking
looked fucking huge,
giant.
Bro. He was
dude,
he was mogging you.
Oh, my God.
That was insane.
That's insane. He is huge.
Damn.
But I saw him at the desk, and I was like going up the escalator, and I saw him, and I was like, fuck, I should go get a picture. Nah, no, I don't want to be that guy.
I don't bother.
I'm not going to buy it. So then later in the day, I see him in the fucking like the store at the hotel.
What was he buying?
He was buying Red Bull.
Fuck
sick.
Yeah, dude.
Sick.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, fuck, all right, now I'll get the picture. So I like walk over to take a picture and then I felt bad.
Did
so
you
I was
sneak
just
it?
Like, no, I just like quickly, I was just like, what's up, dude? I'm doing a comedy show tonight. You should come through. And he's like, word. No doubt, bro. And then, he showed up.
What?
He went to the show, saw the kid fucking ball out. And he was like, yo, you fucking crazy, bro. And then we just hung out.
Where's Birdman from?
Birdman, Texas.
That's sick.
Dude.
Do you know Paul Wall?
Probably.
I mean.
He won a fucking championship with LeBron, dude. Birdman is the man.
Oh, my God.
The man.
Dude.
He was like, so then I go watch him play the next day. He was in that basketball league.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was in the Geezer league.
He tore his knee like right away.
Oh, no.
Right away, he tears his knee. And I'm like, oh no, Birdman, dude.
That might be like a brief glimpse into some of the action. Just like horrific elder injuries on the court. Ah. Like that league, someone's gonna die of like a cardiac episode during one game. Yeah,
the Big Three is the sickest league ever.
Dude. You think there's some XFL money behind it?
I don't know who's
alternative sports leagues.
I mean,
Ice Cube's
funding it, dude. I don't know what they're hiding,
dude.
They're hiding something, dude.
The Geezer League's wild.
Hold on, I got a new theory
for
you too.
Please,
hold on.
Please.
So
He tore his knee. I was like, oh, man, I'll never see Birdman again. I figured he would just go straight to, like, the hospital and then leave.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get back to the hotel. He's just at the bar.
And just getting crunk. Sick.
And when I walked past, he was like, Shane. So I came in. We got lunch together.
What?
Just me and Birdman chilling, bro.
With a busted knee?
He had a busted knee. I was like, what's up with you? Like, how the fuck are you just chilling? And he was like, ah, I just took a fucking Xan. Now I'm getting fucked up. Like,
what?
She's like, nah, I don't want to put his shit on blast like that. Obviously, I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, obviously, dude's drinking on Xans with a torn MCL, dude. What the fuck's wrong with that?
I don't know. You're right. There is nothing wrong with that. If anybody's going to own that, I feel like Birdman would own
that. Yeah, he'd be like, yeah, dude. If he's going to tell you flat out, like, nah, I'm just on a Xan right now. I don't need to go to
No, me and him are boys, dude.
Obviously.
Dude. And then we started texting each other. Yeah. Texting Birdman. Me and Birdman text each other.
Dude,
now.
That's so sick. That's so sick.
It was awesome, man. That was like the highlight. That's been the highlight of my week.
I mean, anyone,
sure.
You're like, what are you doing? Like, just pop it to Xan, dude. Clearly you're the fucking man.
He is the fucking man.
And this is like him in retirement.
Yeah, he was
you're
also
catching a mature bird. This is a mature bird.
This is a very mature bird, man. We in the green room, what did he say? Oh, he was about to drink a beer.
Sure.
And Rappaport was like, oh, yeah. Also, Rappaport's the man.
Yeah.
He's the fucking man.
Rappaport?
Yeah. He's awesome. But,
the Rappaport, yeah.
Michael Rappaport, yeah. He was like, oh, you're drinking, you got to play tomorrow. He's like, come on, bro. He's like, I was doing rails before playoffs in the NBA, bro. You think I can't have a fucking beer? It's like, damn, dude. Birdman, you're the best ever. And then I dropped my Dayquil on the floor, and it was in that, like, small thing. He's like, yo, you dropped your fucking condom, bro. And I was like, dude, you think I wear a condom? You just call me gay? And he's like, hell no, dude. I know you fucking go Rasheed Wallace on that fucking ass. I was like, yes.
That'd be funny if before he entered the NBA, he was just like, oh, hey, guys, I'm here to play basketball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now he's like, what do you think I'm doing? I'm popping motherfucking hand off.
Just covered in tats. No. Dude, he is the fucking man.
Dude, that must be sick playing professional sports and being fucking yacked out. They're like literally the crowd's like, ah, like, oh.
Your knee explodes. You're like, fuck.
I mean, I can't think of the give a fuck. I mean, that's basically the dream team, like Dennis Rodman's North Korea dream team.
Oh, yeah. The big three. Yeah. It really was, dude. It was like Mike Bibby, Gilbert Arenas.
Arenas is my dog.
There was some really cool. I sat next to Antoine Jameson the whole time.
Damn.
It was fucking nuts.
That's fucking awesome.
It was cool. But then, like, yeah, seeing the Birdman go down, that was sad. I was genuinely bummed
out. How much
do
they pay these guys for this?
I don't know.
You think Cube just calls you to the league and you're
I think
like,
it's like
yo.
10 grand a game.
Damn.
Yeah.
So they're obviously making some kind of
these
money.
Guys are making like six figures off this.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
How much do they take?
Which is crazy. They make more than the women's soccer team. Yes, dude. The big three gets paid more than the women's national team.
Oh, my God.
And I love it. The Birdman, daddy.
Well, how's it cash flowing? Are a lot of people there?
I don't know how.
How much are the tickets?
I don't know. Come on, bro. Come on. You know me, courtside for free, bro.
That's true.
Who are you talking to?
Dude, my ex-ex-ex-girlfriend brought me to an N1 game one time. It was like the most, I was like, why did you bring me to this?
Yeah. That's...
I don't fucking care.
Like,
I don't give a fuck.
I had a weed gummy before I went. And you know me, bro. That's unlikely.
Yeah.
I had a weed gummy before I left.
How many millis are you talking?
I don't know. It wasn't that much. I wasn't like that high. But I was high enough that, also I had like a pass. I was with CBS.
That's sick.
So I was just walking around the stadium. I just went and sat in the upper deck by
myself.
In
the stadium. I thought it was like,
Yeah.
What kind of sale are you talking? How full was it?
The lower level was full.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably making some money.
A couple thousand.
Gotta pay each dude 10 G's.
I don't know. It's probably the better guys.
True.
Yeah.
Arena's probably clocking 10 G's.
Probably. Probably like a lot.
That's gotta suck. Like, how much you pay you? Like two? Like, I got 10, dude. Fuck you.
Some of these guys, $2,000 a week?
It's true.
Fucking dude, Birdman, I looked up his Wikipedia. His career is so funny.
What'd he do?
He was like, played like 1 year of like community college basketball in Texas and then played professionally in China right away.
What?
Dude, the Birdman is. And then he got catfished.
Say what?
Then he got catfished or something. Yeah, he was on MTV's fucking show and like 2020 did a special on it.
Who catfished him?
I don't know. It got murky for the Birdman. They tried to fucking bring him down.
What?
Yeah, he flew too close to the sun, dude. They tried to get him.
Well, if he's obviously so fast and loose with you, I can't imagine him texting babes, dude. Like, what the fuck was that? I mean,
come on, bro. Don't try to diminish me and Birdman's
friendship.
I'm not
diminishing your guys' friendship, but the dude's an open book, obviously, which I like. But I can imagine
total open book, dude. He was a man.
I can imagine the bird dog and Babe Sue Texan is probably fucking like 10 on 10. Like I'm seeing dick. I'm.
Oh, you're seeing a monster dong.
I mean, as soon as you told me his dimensions and I saw the pic, I'm like, this guy is.
That's why he's called the Bird Man.
Of course, dude.
Because he's a fucking bird, dude. It has nothing to do with the fucking. I mean,
you know what I did today? I had my cell phone lets you like measure. I didn't measure my dong. I just measured.
You measure on the cell phone. I always measure my dick with the cell.
Well, I was like, wow, I can actually get an accurate reading now.
Yeah.
But I was like, I went from like my knee to my thigh. It's exactly 12 inches. I'm like, dude, if you have a 12-inch dong, it literally hits your knees.
Fucking knee to your thigh?
Yeah, it's 12 inches.
That's not 12 inches, bro.
Oh, mine it is. I mean, my quads
your femur?
Are...
femur?
Yeah, my femur's about, maybe I stopped in my pocket.
How fucking tall are you? You Dinklage? What are you talking about?
Yeah, maybe it's more like 2 feet. I think I stopped, but I was like, I think I started from my, okay, dong. I did dong down. So I was like, if my dong was hanging, it would basically be my knees. I don't know how I did the math, but I was like,
bad math.
I was like, I wanted to measure, but I was so incredibly flaccid. And I was like, I don't want the stats on my flaccid bird. I don't want to know for sure. I like dealing with like pre-Pythagorean figures. When I deal with
bro, I ran into fucking Bill Nye.
Huh? You punch him?
I ran into Bill Nye, the science guy.
You punch him?
Dude, I'm sorry to cut. I met some some hot celebs.
What the fuck are you doing? Yeah, you're in California.
I hung out with The Weeknd.
What? Yeah. Was he doing cocaine?
No, it was funny because.
All he talks about is cocaine.
So at the store in the green room, and there's like a bar, there's like a back bar for like comics and like hot ass celebs.
Yeah.
And Andrew, so I was in the green room for the first show. The first show I did there last week, and I was nervous. It's the store. That's a place I've always wanted to perform.
That's the one that's Lubuda is special there, right? It's in black. Yes. Looks kind of intimidating.
That's Rogie's. That's Rogie's headquarters.
Yeah.
So I'm in the green room, and all these comics kind of, they do that thing where they don't talk to you if they don't know you.
Sure.
Which I never understood. Because if I know everyone in the green, like let's say you, me, and Beezer are in a green room.
Yeah.
And somebody else is in there. I'm not just going to keep having a conversation with you two. I'm going to be like, what's up, dude? Where are you from? What do you do?
It's the weirdest thing in the world, dude. It's so weird.
To me, it's. But then Andrew Santino came in. Great dog, dude.
Yeah.
You would like this guy.
He's a man?
Yeah. Santino. Yeah. Good bull.
Really?
He came in, scooped me up. He was like, let's go fucking chill, dude. Let's get some beers. We went down, and then I scooped up the Mexter. So it was me, Mackie, Santino. We go down the green, or that bar, and there's like a squad of clearly famous dudes.
Yeah.
I just didn't know who the fuck they were.
Sure.
The Weeknd cut his hair.
I was about to say, he's easy to catch.
No, The Weeknd, if he had his hair, I would have known.
Sure.
Instead, he was just like a chubby black dude sitting on a stool. I didn't even think he was the alpha.
He was King Dingling,
I like shook
dude.
My hand to like one of his drivers.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, dude, it's nice to meet you. And then when I shook The Weeknd's hand, I don't even think I made eye contact. Like I big time. I was like, what's up, dude? How are you? I was like, hey, I'm Shane. He got the exact same treatment as like... everybody in there. And then one dude that was wearing like a sweater and a chain. I was like, what's up, man? It's really nice to meet you.
Who was it?
I don't know.
It was just some random
I hit the wrong
dude.
Guy.
Oh, that's so
I hit the wrong guy
funny.
In his squad. And then I'm sitting over there and Mackie's like, that was The Weeknd. I'm like, The Weeknd's white? Because the guy I shook hands
super
with
light
was white. Yeah. And I was like, is The Weeknd a band? Because I thought I saw The Weeknd. Funny. And he was like, he cut his hair. And then I was like, oh, that's the guy that's like, I know she'll be the death of me. And I sang it loud enough that they like looked over and I was like, oh, fuck.
That's
and
so
then,
funny.
The next night I was at the improv,
mm-hmm.
did a set, and Bill Nye was there. And Bill Nye has the same, he was with my agents.
Yeah.
He's under the same reps. And he came up and like, when he walked up to me, I was like, dude, global warming is a fucking hoax. And he was a fan. He liked my stand-up.
That's awesome.
Which was hilarious because I was like, I think I have an episode of my podcast dedicated to how much of a fucking tool Bill Nye is. And I meet him. I'm like, yo, man, what's up?
Dude, I would love to meet Bill Nye.
He was funny. Bill Nye was funny.
What did
he
do?
A cool fucking, well, also...
Why were we mad at him again?
He had that episode of... He had a show on Netflix. And he had like a whole episode of like, yo, gender... is just made up. And then there was a girl.
That.
I forgot about it. There was a girl. Fuck, who was it? There was like a female comedic actress or a comedian that did like a gender rap song on his show.
Right.
It was something that
was
just
it sucked.
So bad.
It sucked. He put out trash. He got busted.
He put out trash and
it's garbage.
Think, Yeah, get that junk out of here.
Yes, junk. That's
Bill Nye the junk guy, dude. Get the junk out of here.
He backed up a trash truck and dumped some junk down on Netflix.
Bunch of junk
it happens,
down
dude.
Dude. Bill Nye's asshole. He was asshole.
He was asshole.
Now he's the man. He's the fucker. First off, he loved my stand up, which is great.
I mean, that is the absolution of anything.
And then he was like, when we started, I was like, dude, you fucking fat cat scientists. Trying to come up with global warming's a hoax, dude.
It's so funny.
All you fat cats lying in your pockets. he was a good sport. It was funny.
Dude. That's so fucking funny.
And then he demanded a selfie.
What's his next move?
And then I think someone was like, you know, Bill Nye invented the selfie. And I was like, first off, no.
Yeah.
I think the guy with the first camera did.
Yeah, dude.
For sure.
Exactly.
Whoops. But they're like, yeah. He's some guy developed a picture of him.
Yeah, why? It's such a fucking bullshit.
Yeah. It was some broad.
Who's this Bill Nye mega fan spreading disinfo?
Some lady. But Bill Nye has some mega fans, dude. That was like...
Really?
The whole place was buzzing.
Bill Nye get pussy?
Definitely.
DeGrasse was getting pussy.
Bill Nye definitely gets pussy. Dude, ooh. Bill Nye and like DeGrasse, they're celebrities.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a fucking show on Netflix. He gets snizzed.
DeGrasse got jammed up.
He got jammed. He got jammed him. He got caught with an inside, a little inside heat.
Jammed him.
Jammed him on that one, dude. Bill Nye was the man, and then saw Rogies.
Was Rogies up in there?
Yeah, yeah.
What was he doing?
Rogies was being rogues.
Jacked as fuck.
Rogies was being jacked as fuck. Then he got off stage and watched. It was cool to watch him watch Joey Diaz in like the small room there. It was cool, man.
He was leaning against
the Comedy Store. Was the coolest fucking place ever.
You gotta be awesome, dude.
The Comedy Cellar's asshole.
Comedy Cellar's asshole?
Comedy Cellar's asshole. Comedy Cellar.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Comedy Cellar number one. Or no.
Comedy Store.
Comedy Store number one. Number Comedy one. Cellar asshole. The Stand. The Stand.
Comedy Cellar is asshole, dude.
Comedy Cellar's asshole.
Compared to food.
Until I get past there and we have to delete this episode.
Dude, if they brought you in a room like, we like you, but you caught us ass hair.
Oh, I'd be like, dude, you guys are ass hair.
If you had to be like, guys, I just want to apologize to everybody. I called Comedy Cellar ass hair.
No, Comedy Cellar's obviously fucking sick, but the store.
I mean, dude.
Comedy Cellar's sick.
It's not as good. It's like Disney World versus Universal theme park, kind of. You're telling me there's just little better attractions there. Maybe a little bit better mood going on there.
Well, that's the thing. The store is like, it is electric.
Yeah,
like
it's
that's
fun.
It's the whole, every room is fucking packed.
Oh, it's awesome.
Every single room. There's like four rooms there.
Yeah.
They're all packed. Every room, you know, Rogies is fucking hopping around.
Yeah.
It's fucking sick.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah. Did Kill Tony. That was fucking fun.
That was fun. I watched
that. That was fun. Dude.
That was awesome.
Again.
I mean, you're just quietly
Tony
doing
Hinchcliffe.
Fucking sick-ass stuff.
Is the man.
Really?
What a never guess.
Yeah, it's like...
Just off the fucking... Just by, you know... I knew it. I discovered it at Skankfest.
Yeah, when
that
he was
Hinchcliffe
doing the song.
Was the dog.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's people
under the radar dog, dude. Hinchcliffe, Santino. Yeah.
Yeah, because there was... he was getting a lot of hate. People were hating on him. But that is what it is, dude.
Yeah, it's just some of the stuff was kind of corny. But,
yeah,
you know,
whatever, dude.
Whatever, dude.
Exactly.
It's all
it's a good show. That show, Kill Tony, is a fucking
Shab came through.
Sick ass show, really.
Fucking giant.
He's a big boy.
I didn't see him perform or anything, but he just
talking about his UFC fight record.
No,
should talk.
I should have Nate Diaz'd him.
Like, yeah, he know he ran away in the ring, right?
He would have.
I can't believe that dude put a documentary, like an hour long documentary, just trashing.
Oh my god,
dude!
Oh my god.
It's like. The funniest part, I forgot to say this, is when that guy talked about when Job mentioned people gaming wasn't a hustle, that guy's like voice broke. And he was like, and he's going to say like sitting down and playing video games for 12 hours. But he showed a video of like him running away in the ring. And he's like, it's just some dude putting out a thing of you doing that. It's like, dude, that would piss me off so bad.
Yeah, especially because it's a sport. It's like running away in the ring is like.
He's like, I made the right decision. But yeah. Yeah,
it's like fucking kneeling the ball in football.
Yeah. Well, it's also a fight, too. So there's like, you can win on the scorecard, or you can have people, you can get your face bashed in. Like, all these people are like, you got heart.
Yeah.
It's like, yay.
Yeah, well, I'd rather.
I can't talk shit because in baseball, I don't think I ever didn't jump out of the box once. Like, that ball would come at me, and I was like, no.
Dude, if you're getting beat up.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Fuck that shit.
Get away.
Dude,
waste the clock, dude.
I know.
It's funny how I'm always like that watching a fight where I'll be like, why don't they got to knock him out. They got to go for the knockout. They're losing the fight.
Yeah.
They're not going to go for the fucking knock. They're getting fucking pummeled.
Yeah, and there's a guy who's kicking their ass.
Kicking their ass. And now you got to try to knock him out.
It's scary,
because you're going to get laid out.
You're just trying not to get knocked out. Yeah. So you're like, all right, I'm going to take a break from like being terrified of this person who's clearly stronger and better at me at fighting, and I'm going to just get the one that gets him. It's like,
yeah, it's not going to happen.
Unless you look kind of like retarded. That helps. If you're just like dumb as fuck and you're just like,
I got to go for the knockout.
Diaz
goes for it. Did you watch those fights?
Which ones?
Diaz just fought.
Hey, did he win?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was Diaz dominant. Dude,
but yeah, that's... He's, yeah. I know, comes out, I know, like Rey Mysterio. Again,
we'll see, dude. We'll see.
I don't think this one's conspiracy.
We'll see what happens. But it was funny. I was like genuinely upset. I was like, McGregor, no. You were doing so well in your documentary.
No,
he's been like cheating on his wife.
Yeah, he's an animal.
He's been cheating doing blow with the other girl.
He got caught doing blow?
There's pictures of it.
He's not going to be looking good for his next fight.
He's a fucking asshole.
True that.
Yeah. He's the best.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What, dude, you want to tame Conor McGregor? Fuck that. This makes me like him even more.
I want to see him win, dude. I love when he wins. You see the shit with him and 50 Cent?
What about
50 Cent was like, oh, fucking McGregor, he's a pussy. White people love McGregor. He's like, they all think they're McGregor. He thinks he's so cool, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, that's got to fuck up, like, cool black dudes to see, like, super cool Irish dudes. Because they are fucking cool. Yeah. And they're very similar, dude. To be, like, McGregor versus 50 Cent. Like, I'm the fucking best.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to chat 50 Cent's ass, dude.
I don't know. Dude, if 50 Cent fights like he throws a baseball, McGregor will tune in.
Oh, McGregor would destroy. That's what McGregor said, like, I'll kick your ass. And he's like, yo, we got guns around here. It's like,
all right.
That's a good equalizer, though.
Guns? 50 Cent's like 280 pounds, dude. He
went into the octagon with an Uzi. He's just like, all right, let's do it.
50 was boxing for a while. Mm-hmm. Dude, I mean, obviously, he'd get destroyed.
50 got caught doing coke. Did you see the video of him doing coke? This whole way. He's like, yo, man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Really?
Yeah, there's a video of him doing blow.
When was this? Was it
a long time
years
ago?
Oh, okay. Dude. Before years. He was huge?
Touring, no, he was touring with G-Unit. They were in the back doing blow.
Oh, I love G-Unit. I loved them.
G-Unit was the best.
I met them, dude. It was the greatest. I didn't meet him. They walked by me. I shook their hand.
You shook hands with G-Unit?
Yeah, at the Electric Factory.
Damn.
And then I got kicked out of the concert because I was smoking.
Did you give him like a white guy fucking handshake, or did you clap it up?
No, I went in. So it was...
G-Unit, nice to meet you.
So it was, no, it was actually, it was supposed to be, it was Lloyd Banks, and who was the other one?
Tony Yayo?
Young Buck.
Yayo was still locked up. So the show was advertised as Banks and Buck, because Buck just dropped his album. Shorty Wanna Ride With Me was the jam, damn, too. Dude. That was the fucking jam.
That was tight.
Big bus pulls up. We're in the back, right on the side of the Electric Factory where they come in. All right? So we see a bus pull up, and then they all walk out. It's like fucking 20 of them. And then you see one of them just towering over all of them. Not height, just fucking mass. And I'm like, that's fucking 50. He wasn't advertised on the show as a big surprise. So we're standing right by the ramp on the side of the Electric Factory going up to the side door where the artists go in. And I was like, what's up, dude? I was like, Buck, you're the fucking best. He was like, thanks, Mike. And he did this. And my boy who I was with was so gay. He was like, Banks. And he went like this. Banks. Slapped that away. And then I was like, what's up, 50, you on tonight? He's like, that's why I'm here. And he slapped me. And I felt my fucking shoulder all the way to my spine. Like, not even hard. Just like that. And I was like, ooh. I was like, I could see in there. It was, yeah, dude, he's huge.
Damn,
fucking
dude.
Huge in
he's
real
on
life.
Steroids, dude.
I know he is.
He's a fucking asshole, dude.
I think that was an inside job, dude.
What?
I'm just saying.
I'm dude, that's a conspiracy. They're like, wait, there's Beezer out of the bus, dude. Out of the bus.